T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I want you to meet my cousin, Russell Buffalino.
How are you?
Hi, nice to meet you.
It was like the army. You followed orders. You did the right thing. You got rewarded.
A friend of ours is having a little trouble. A friend at the top.
Back then, there was nobody in this country who didn't know who Jimmy Hoffa was.
You gotta go! Get the gun out of his hand!
You always charge a guy with a gun. With a knife, you run away. So you charge with a gun, with a knife, you run.
Robert De Niro, Al Pacino.
I'll write
Pesci.
That down.
Yeah, write that down.
That's a good
words
tip.
To live by.
Good tip.
Martin Scorsese directing The Irishman. And, of course, Tim Lammer's movie reviews, always brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys seeking justice for the injured. Find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. This is quite the movie, isn't it, Tim?
It is quite the movie, Paul, and hello, Jordana. Yeah, it's an interesting release because it's playing in very, very few theaters to qualify for Oscar consideration, but it was produced by Netflix, and it is going to be on Netflix tomorrow, and I think people probably are most likely going to see it there. It's 3.5 hours long.
Wow.
No intermission. No intermission there. We're talking 3.5 solid hours of Martin Scorsese crime, epic, drama, everything that you could ever hope for from a Scorsese film. Plus, you mentioned Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, and Joe Pesci, among several others. Yeah,
wow.
It's all the stars.
Just amazing.
Wasn't there some bad blood from the from Hollywood, the fact that Netflix got this and it's not a major nationwide theatrical release? I seem to recall some controversy, ginned up or otherwise.
Yeah, and it's still going on, Paul. I mean, what the deal is that when a studio puts a film in theaters, they give you 90 days a window before it comes out onto video. That way, the theater owners can make money and the studios can make money. Netflix wants to do it differently. They debuted it in a couple markets at the beginning of the month. It finally got to Minneapolis in one theater last Friday. And now it's going to be in, on streaming 5 days later.
Wow.
So that doesn't give the theaters a lot of money or a lot of chance to earn anything. Plus, the other thing is Netflix doesn't report their revenue that they get from the theater. In fact, they rent the whole house. So they keep all the money. So yeah, there's still a lot of bad blood going on. But again, the sole purpose for this is so it can qualify for Oscars.
Got it. Okay.
I mean, and just quickly, is it good? Because some guy reminiscing about all the people he murdered doesn't really sound appealing to me.
Yeah. Well, it's a fascinating story because Jimmy Hoffa, obviously, we don't know what happened to him.
Right.
Here, it's speculative. It's everything you could hope for. It's got brilliant acting, great dialogue. The Scorsese always has the soundtrack of the day, the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, early 70s. So it has everything you'd expect, like The Departed and what's that other one? Goodfellas. Movie like that. But again, it's way too long. But on Netflix, you can pause it. You can
go
to the bathroom, make popcorn, whatever you want to do.
Okay, that's Netflix.
Next up is For All Mankind.
The space program captured the world's imagination when it first happened. There's something about it putting people in spaceships and going places. It's an idea of this optimistic future where we not only travel in space, but it's been a good thing for all of mankind.
Today is about the future of our country, the future of the world. We put a man on the moon today. I guarantee we are not stopping there.
What if the Russians had gotten to the moon first? Before the United States. That's the hypothetical. And this plays on Apple TV Plus. I just started this thing. I don't know what to make of it yet. I'm intrigued by the concept, but what's your take, Tim?
Well, I've only seen a couple episodes, actually started the third, and I am wondering the same thing. But I do tell you, Paul, I love that idea, examining the notion of what if, because as you found out in that first episode, because we didn't get to the moon first, If you recall, Chappaquiddick happened around the same time as the moon landing and actually detracted from that accident. The news was focused on the moon landing. Well, now, since we didn't get there, Ted Kennedy, trying to arrange a congressional hearing, cancels Chappaquiddick. All of a sudden, that accident never took place. You know? So how is that going to affect the story later down the line? I don't know, but all of a sudden he's a serious contender again for president against Nixon. Now Nixon is, you know, now he's, you know, putting all his resources into the space program, and it's taking us to places we never thought possible. I mean, eventually we're going to get there, but now they're talking about, you know, putting the first female astronaut on the moon because the Russians put the first female astronaut on the moon. And, you know, but, you know, as the way time played out, we still haven't put a female astronaut on the moon. So again, it examines all these interesting notions, and I love that sort of alternative take on his.
Yeah, me too. All right. Very cool. More great digital food for thought. Tim Lammers, thank you so much, sir. And hey, gargle and rest up.
You can probably, a bad cold. So thanks for hanging with me. I'm not getting choked up talking to you,
thanks for playing injured, and I hope you feel better soon, buddy.
Yeah, and have a great Thanksgiving. And Jordana, I'll talk with you Friday about the new films coming out.
Awesome.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you, Tim.
All right, thank you.
Tim Lammers' movie review brought to you by Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys seeking justice for the injured. Find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.